The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Special hour on What's on Your Mind that's about to commence with your help as we honor moms heading into a Mother's Day weekend. I want to hear what you most appreciate about your mom. Tell me a story about your mom. I don't want to limit it. Any kind of story, but a story that when somebody says, tell me about your mom, you instantly comes to your mind. You know, you're thinking about it. Tell me about your mom. What do you say? We can honor moms in that way and make this one big giant "We love moms" card. It'll save you a couple of bucks. Just put the replay of the program. Say all those things. You're that and then some. And there's my call on there too. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And at some point during the hour, one of your stories about your mom's is going to cause me to say, that's so good, it deserves some Cloverdale bacon. And we'll send you a certificate for Cloverdale bacon on us. So there's a little added incentive. Bacon does some amazing things. I'm, you know, still trying to get my phone to recover from the meltdown last week ahead of the draft day Cloverdale bacon contest we did, asking you to predict which round or which number in the first round that Carson Wentz would go. Gave away 10 pounds of bacon. That was a lot of fun. So I know how much you love bacon. Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Is our email address. You can text the story in or, you know, just tell us something that way. That's fine. Want to go short and sweet on a text to talk about mom? Send it to Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, and or call us and chat with us live on the air, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. When you call, you have a choice of 1, to leave a message, 2, to chat with us live on the air. 24-7, we have the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 855-200-1776, if that one's easier for you. Okay, 855-200-1776. And email obviously works, so you can bang on a little email. Salute to mom, too. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm going to go first, and while we wait for you to call in, and don't be that person, I'll wait till a few more come in and then I'll call. Get on the phone. Let's do it right now so we get as many of these in as possible. Let's not waste this precious time to salute our moms and say thanks to moms as we head into Mother's Day. Tell me about your mom, okay? 800-228-0550. If I search the characteristics that I have today, you know, if I was doing the pluses and minuses on Scott, and I look over the plus side there, the vast majority of those come from my mom. And empathy is probably the one thing. I am an empathetic person. You may not think that on the regular, because when you give your opinions, if you don't agree with that opinion, you don't think anybody's empathetic. But I'm just saying, I'll give you an example. Last night I was driving along, and I saw out of one corner of my eye a youngster on a bicycle about ready to cross into a crosswalk on a busy street. And I'm thinking, don't do it. Don't do it. It's a green light this way. Don't do it. Well, he did it and ends up being hit by the vehicle. Thankfully, okay. You know, I had a bum arm and a little bit of a limp, but nothing life-threatening, but it could have been awful. You know, could have been just terrible. I mean, mean, I understand all of us would do this, but my heart sank. And, you know, when I found out he was better, it wasn't over. I wasn't like, on my way. I'm like, I mean, the first thing I did is obviously call 911. And then I just get out and just say, are you okay? What can I do? What? You know, that's my instinct. That comes from my mom. Her empathy was unbelievable. She sold billboards for a lot of years for Newman Outdoor Advertising. Loved Harold Newman. She just, you know, a lot of people do. Harold was the best of the best. Rest his soul. But she worked for Newman Outdoor for a lot of years, sold billboards. And as she knew, if your mom was in the hospital, your daughter was in the hospital, if you liked Chipper, she brought you Chippers. If you liked, Shamrock, she brought you Shamrocks on St. Patty's Day. It's just, you know, always wanted to mother everybody, you know, and kind of have that empathy that a mother has. I got that from her. I really did. So thank you, Jeanette. Thank you. My mom's in a memory care unit now at Bethany, and you know, you can't have a conversation with her anymore that is anything other than a nod up or down and a hi and a hello, and you know, she knows who we are and all of that, but you can't carry on any kind of extended conversation at all. It's just, you know, random thoughts, basically, that you nod along and laugh at every now and then. So it's hard, but I have so many unbelievable memories just because of how awesome she was of a mom. And our, you know, my father was an alcoholic, and so that was difficult, and, you know, growing up, it's not Pollyanna. This wasn't the Cunninghams, right in Milwaukee, by any stretch of the imagination. But what she did, my folks were in the radio business, keeping that train going, taking care of us, and, you know, every Sunday we were at Mass. Every Sunday we were at Mass, sometimes a couple minutes late. But we were always at Mass. You know, we were always there, and every holy day of obligation and all of the sacraments. I mean, just, you know, got that from her parents. And I've cited that before. It's a big thing on the plus side of my ledger that I got from her as well. So there's my mom's story for you, and I want yours. Don in Purim, Minnesota, beautiful country. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. I just wanted to share a quick story about my mom. Well, she and her sister came via Panama Canal when my grandmother had an arranged marriage in California. And they lived in San Francisco, and she's actually in the Bay Area now. She's 93. The things I remember most are her cooking and the stories she used to tell us. And one, for instance, was on Costa Street, there was a hill. They used to slide down this hill when they were youngsters on hollowed-out watermelon shells. And as time went on, the tradition continued with my older brothers and my older siblings. So it was always the stories and all the great food. And like you mentioned, your dad was an alcoholic, so was mine. I met my dad once when I was 12. And that was the last time and the first time I ever saw my dad. So
think anyway, about that. So your mom raised you without the parent in the home.
Exactly. Right.
And my dad was, exactly. He was there, but he just, you know, and it was my high school years when that ultimately reared its head, and we tried to, you know, get help. But, I mean, she was at least there. But, I mean, telling your mom, that there's a hero. There's a hero to do what they do. And think of the, you know, times that she could, you know, we're going to skip it this year, we're not going to do that, whatever, and just keep that going, and how now that's such an important part of your family. Neat story, Don. Really neat.
Exactly. And, you know, she's 93, and she lives by herself. She just has a little help with laundry and things. She does all her own cooking, walks around, gets around just great, and she's living a good life.
I love it. Thanks for calling, Don, and appreciate you.
Thank you for your time.
You betcha.
And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
I have some friends that are on one of the Pine Lakes. I forget which one, to tell you the truth, out there by Perm, but that's a beautiful country. Beautiful country.
Yeah. I'm on Little Pine.
Are you on Little Pine? Yeah, I think they're on Little Pine.
Pine. Yeah.
I can't remember. Big Pine or Little Pine. Forget which one. But anyway, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's see. Texter says, my mom showed me the template on what to look for in a great wife, and it worked. Love you, Mom. How about that? That's important, too, isn't it? Find the right partner in life. And know what exactly you're looking for. Love it. Tom, West Fargo, next on What's On Your Mind. Tell me a story about your mom.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, my mom and dad divorced when I was a little kid. And so there was it was just my mom and I. My brother was already at school. But in 1976, during the bicentennial, my mom and I, we lived about 40 miles from Duluth. We just spent the day together going up the North Shore and going out watching the fireworks. It was just a special day, just for granted I was 14 years old, but it's just one of those things. I remember my mom had to sacrifice a lot. My dad was, well, in and out, put it that way. And he always had good jobs, but my mom was always struggled to make things work. And then my mom passed away. She passed away in 88. I was 26, and I had a great mother-in-law. My mother-in-law filled in then. She was a great mom. My mother-in-law was a great mom.
Well, you had a twofer there. That's a neat deal, Tom. Appreciate the call, and just think how hard. Thinking of your mom and what she had to do, or how tough it must have been so many times to do it by herself and just continue to struggle and provide. Great story, Tom. Thanks a lot.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm hoping Sunday brings a lot of happy moms to open up the package and go, you didn't, thank you, it's my pillow, I've wanted this, I've heard those guys talk about how great it is, and now I've got one. The 4-for-1 deal makes it an easy deal, whether it's for Mom's Day or for any special occasion, and you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, you name it. This is a great gift. Graduation gift. Fantastic graduation gift. Kids heading off to college. Classic four-pack combos, only $99.98. You receive two classic pillows and two Gore-Anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Call them at 800-506-9028.
If they're going to take them to college, they better write their name on them because those are going to get stolen real
quick. That's
true.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right. Tell me a story about your mom. This is not a hard ask. This is not a difficult task. This is something you should be fired up to do. Okay? It's Mother's Day weekend, after all. We're going to honor mom. Want to let all moms know how much we love them. Call us at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Virginia in West Fargo, you're next with a Mom's Day story.
Oh, I appreciate being able to share this. I remember many years ago when I was young raising my family, every Saturday morning, I was working, of course, so it was my day off. My mom would call and she'd say, "Oh, are you home today?" And I would give my eye teeth if that phone would ring tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? How many conversations?
Isn't that right?
Yeah, and always so concerned, right?
Oh, yes, very. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, thank you. Glad you called.
Bye.
Glad we jogged that memory, and that's what we're hoping to do today. Just hear a story about your mom and jog some of those stories. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott. I tell you, the memories of my mom stay with me forever. She's gone now, but I know when I was in country, we were in a very scary and dangerous place. She would send care packages to me. And at Christmas, she sent a care package that looked like she was trying to smuggle a Volkswagen into the country. She'd leave a note on it that said, "Do you remember, Michael, this is Jesus' birthday. You share with those who don't have anything." And believe me, some of those poor guys didn't have anything for Christmas, but because of my mom, they looked like they'd hit the lottery. I love her for that. She really made things a whole lot better out of a tough situation.
And I'm sorry,
thanks
I missed
a lot,
it.
Scott.
I missed it, Mike. You said you were where when you'd get these care packages?
Vietnam.
You were serving in Vietnam?
Yes.
And get the big giant packages. Wow. What a great story. What a great story. Well, God rest your mom, and God bless your mom, and may she rest in peace, and thank you for your service. I tell you, I feel like I need to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and a thousand times more, because you and your fellow Vietnam vets did not get the thank yous and the appreciation you should have from your fellow countrymen. So we appreciate what you did and your service. Thank you.
We did our job. Take care of yourself, Scott, and hang in there with your mom. There's a good person in there who just can't really quite communicate with you, but she's there. You look in her eyes and you see it.
I do, actually. Yeah, I do. And you know, I'm really in a pretty good place about it all because, you know, it is what it is. You can't change it, and I don't lament it. I mean,
yeah.
Some of my siblings have a tough time with it, and just, you know, like, you know, funny story quickly. She has a sister who's a nun, Sister Janet down in St. Cloud, and my aunt called my sister, Sister Janet, who is my aunt, called me over the weekend. She said, I can't get your mom on the phone. And I said, well, it's kind of hard, you know, because she doesn't kind of always get the phone, and she's always there, and she's sleeping. She doesn't hear it, but, I mean, we arrange times to talk. I said, let me call her right now for you. I said, now, the only thing I want to tell you, sisters, don't ask questions. So if we talk, just, you know, bring up stuff. Her brother, Ralph, my uncle, is battling cancer right now. Keep him in your prayers. And so she wanted to tell him about Ralph and wanted to say these other things. And I just said, anything you say, just talk. And she'll respond in her own little way. It won't always make sense, but just, you know, just keep the conversation going without asking questions. So anyway, we get my mom on the phone, and my aunt is like, "How are you, Jeanette? Are you okay? Are they taking good care of you? Yeah, did you hear about Ralph?" have you heard about Ralph? And I'm like, oh, so I'm trying to answer all the questions, you know, for my mom. And it was kind of a Abbott and Costello skit is what it was.
Oh, I bet. God bless you, Scott.
Yeah, you take care. Tom and Tappan, you're next on our Mom's Day salute on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, kind of got a funny story. My mom had a real sweet tooth growing up, but she never let us have any sugar, and I literally did not have sugar until I was 12 years old. One time we were out at a restaurant, and because she had such a sweet tooth, but she didn't want her kids to have any sugar, she ordered dinner, and after dinner had a dessert and a big, huge bowl of ice cream. And for the kids, she pulled out a bag of carrots out of her purse and gave us all a bag of carrots.
Yeah, but not much sugar there, right?
I thought it was real sweet of her. But I'm grateful because to this day, I don't really care for sweets. So.
Is that right? You're a lucky man because they're one of my big pitfalls. Yeah. Oh, isn't that something? Even the mom knowing, hey, I probably shouldn't be, quite as fond of these sweets as I am, but by golly, the kids aren't going to be, so we'll take good care of you.
Yeah, I'm grateful, but it's kind of humorous.
That is.
I remember when I was 12 years old, I had my grandma made us oatmeal for the first time. I told my mom, I said, Mom, her oatmeal tastes way different than yours. And she looked at my grandma and goes, oh, you put sugar in it, didn't you?
like 99% of the rest of the oatmeal, right? Where's the? I don't eat oatmeal without brown sugar. Come on. It should be a law. Yeah, I love it. Where did you grow up, Tom?
I grew up in Indiana.
All right. And your mom is still living?
Yeah, she's still alive, still taking care of us, and a real sweet lady. And that's still in Indiana. So
that's wonderful.
Just grateful to have her.
Thank you, Tom. Nice, nice you to call. Appreciate you checking in from Tappan today on the program. We appreciate it. Let's see here. Here's some text I need to get to. Every time I go fishing, I think of this trip. I was about 8, and we were in Canada slaying the walleyes. The only way we were catching these fish were under a bridge fishing behind a pier. There were so many barn swallows, and out of all 4 of us in the boat, she was the only one that ended up with some barn swallow dropping, I guess you would call it, Todd. He uses a different word, but I wish she was here to take her fishing again. Uh-huh. Wouldn't it be something? Love and miss her dearly, says Chad. Nice story. Appreciate it. Text him in, 701-226-8503. Phone him in, 800-228-0550. You want to just tell us a story about your mom and have us play it when we can here? You can call 855-200-1776, press 1. All of those on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. More of our Mom's Day salute coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Love those folks. They, of course, give you choices at the pump, but I like that. I like it. I want to decide what I want. E10, E15. You can put E15 in flex vehicles now and save even a little more. But, of course, you have a flex fuel vehicle. I mean, maybe you want E30. Maybe you want E85. And you decide what works best for you and your vehicle, in your pocketbook. That's what I like about it at PetroServe USA. And don't forget, by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, that helps every corner of North Dakota and every main street. Big part of that. PetroServe USA. They also have some great specials all month long. And if I were you, I'd want to take advantage of. But all day, every day, they have the 4-for-4 special. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza and the 20-ounce drink and the two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. It's a good deal. But they have giant seeds for $1.39 and the big king-size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. They have Deli Express Mega Italian sandwich, hickory smoked turkey and cheese, smoked ham and cheese, and the oven-roasted turkey and cheese for $2.99. And the Jack Link's jumbo steaks for $1.79. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Bismarck, Mandan, and head east. You'll find them in Valley City and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, then into Moorhead, Dilworth. Keep going there up to Bemidji, Grafton, Wahpeton. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Tell me about your mom, would you? It's our Mom's Day salute today on the program. 800-228-0550. Christian in Fargo has a story about his mom. Go ahead, Christian.
Morning.
Morning.
A beautiful morning it is.
No kidding.
My mother was not able to have children of her own. She had whatever problems she had physically. Was not able to produce. So they adopted four children. Her and my father adopted four children, and me being one of them. And then that wasn't enough. So they went and they decided to start a foster home, one of the first foster homes in Fargo, Moorhead, and then they adopted over about an 18-year period, about 48 kids.
Oh,
she's
man.
What I call a super mom.
Well, I think that's an appropriate title.
And mega mom. She, you know, they just, some of the kids, like one of the kids, his name happened to be Robert E. Lee. Bob Lee, he went away to the Vietnam War and came back and lived with us for a couple of years after that. So, I mean, these were some of them were very long-term relationships. They weren't just in and out kids. And then most of them came from troubled backgrounds and had their own problems and their own issues.
Now, how many of these brothers and sisters you had through what your parents did in adopting that many, do you have a relationship with today?
I would say none. That they stopped doing, they were working with Catholic Family Services. They stopped doing that work in the early 70s when I was about probably 12. And for whatever reason, I do keep in contact with the other three adopted kids. I couldn't really tell you the reason why, other than the fact that everybody went so far apart, so many different directions.
Everybody went their different directions. No, it's pretty amazing, because I was thinking of that family reunion. It'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
But boy, what a... What a legacy. That's pretty incredible. Thank you, Christian. Glad you shared. Mom's stories, welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. By the way, the caller, Mike, from, was it Tappan? Who was the caller, Todd, do you remember from that was got the care packages in Vietnam? It was Mike, was his first name. I just don't remember where he was from. And we can find it. But if Mike would call back, we're going to send him the Cloverdale bacon. That was just too cool a story. So I meant to wrote it down. I just didn't say it on the air because I was so flabbergasted by it. So kind of a neat story. Tim and Botno, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Tell me about your mom.
Well, good morning. Yeah, my mother's name is Melody Bryant. I grew up in a little town, Deering, which is like 20 miles northeast of Minot. We had six siblings in my family, not one druggie, not one alcoholic, all doing well, all have good families and good kids. A little side note to this, I was in Bismarck a couple years ago at a church convention, and we were talking to different people we had just met, and I'll tell them where I was originally from, which is I live in Botno now, but I said, "You're probably not familiar with Deering." He said, "No, I'm not familiar with Deering." I said, "But I was talking." He said, "I was talking to a person who told me Melody Bryant is like the nicest mother in the world." I said, "You got that right. That is correct." I said, "That would be my mother." He says, "Are you serious?" I said, "That's the woman." She's 83, still lives on her own, mows about 2 acres a yard, has a huge garden, visits her kids all the time. Now her kids are spread all over the countryside. But, loving, kind, caring, compassionate woman, and all of us love her. Grandkids love her. Everybody loves her. The community even loves her.
Oh, that's a great story.
That's kind of my story for my mom, yeah.
That's fantastic. And was she always the one that did the mowing?
No, when we were home, we all did it and stuff, but everybody lives kind of a ways away now, so...
She's out there mowing herself at 83.
When we get down there, yeah, we'll go down and help her out on the days we can. But if we're not home and they get rain, she's got to mow. So, yeah, she does. And her garden, she still has a garden like all the kids are home. So
unbelievable. That's unreal. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's cool. And Tim, I'm going to send you some bacon for your mom. You can. It'll be motivation to go up to Botno and fry up some bacon with mom and mow the lawn so she doesn't have to. How about that, okay?
That'd be great.
Hang
Thank
on a
you,
second.
Say I'll do that.
Yeah, exactly right. Hang
you
on
guys
a second. I'm sorry, what, Tim? I didn't. Just hang on a sec, Tim. Don't go away, and we'll get your address. We can mail that off to you. But great story about your mom. Appreciate it very much. All right, is Allison there too? So Allison Ritter is a friend of mine. Works at the Department of Mineral Resources, and she put in a request to get something on the program today. Just a shout out. They're looking for a facility to hold an event for a great cause. And I said, "Well, Allison, sure, but you got to tell me a story about your mom because we're doing the mom hour. So we'll do a twofer here." Allison, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for fitting me in, Scott. I really appreciate it. If I had to tell a story about my mom, it's that she always taught me to do whatever you do well and put your heart and soul into it. And so that's kind of one reason why I got involved in the Schizencephaly Awareness Day that I am involved with, is to do it well. But she also taught me to be loyal, and I'm fiercely loyal to my friend Carrie Wolf, who is really the center of all this. 2 years ago, Carrie and her husband Mike adopted a beautiful baby girl named Libby, and a few months after they adopted her, they found out that Libby had the second rarest brain malformation known as schizencephaly. And dear, dear Carrie has put her heart and soul in putting together an event. We did it last year on May 19th. Governor Dalrymple declared May 19th Schizencephaly Awareness Day in North Dakota. Senators Hovind and Heitkamp also issued a proclamation. Great event. We were planning it again for this year, and last night at the 11th hour, the facility where we had booked backed out on us, so to speak. So we are scrambling for an event or for a place to hold our event. We've got a concert lined up with the Jennifer Lynn Band, so we need power, we need a stage, we need access to facilities, and we're less than 2 weeks away from our event, and we don't have a place to hold it. And I'm doing this for Carrie because she's a great mom that is doing all she can for her family to make sure Libby has all the resources that she needs to just thrive. And we're really looking for some help for the Bismarck-Mandan community to step up and really help us out because this was quite a shock to us last night.
Yeah, ouch. The date again that you're looking for a venue?
We're looking for a venue on May 19th. It's a Thursday. The event is scheduled to be from 5:30 to 8. We have a concert planned, and we have some lawn games that we set up. We want it to be a real family fun event. We're going to do tacos in a bag, just raise awareness about this, the second rarest brain malformation, just so people know and are understanding and accepting of people with disabilities, just to understand kind of what they have to go through. And Carrie has just worked her tail off to get sponsors and donations for this event. And right now we're scrambling to find a place. We're trying to pursue every alley. And I just wanted to reach out to you because I know your listeners are great. I know the Bismarck-Mandan community is great. And we're just trying to look to pull something off really at the 11th hour to change our event.
Sounds great. So how can folks get a hold of you if they have an idea of a venue that might work for that event on the 19th?
They can send me an email. It's Allison with one L dot Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R, 00 at gmail.com. And we'll certainly take any help that we can get. It's Allison with one L, A-L-I-S-O-N, dot Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R, 00 at gmail.com. And we'd love any leads for Thursday, May 19th from 5:30 to 8 p.m.
You can also call our hotline at 855-200-1776. Just push 1 when you get the voicemail, and we'll just leave your name. If you have a spot, we'll forward that on to Allison as well.
So. I really appreciate it. She's a hard-working mama, and so are all the gals that are helping us out on this event, and I just want to wish everyone a very happy Mother's Day.
Did you try the Yagen Farm yet? Yagen Dairy, the old Yagen Dairy Farm venue out there. They got the Gary Emmons place out there. Very nice. I don't know
I'm
if they're
aware of that place, but we'll certainly look into it. We've got a few places that we're working on, but just with everything being so last minute, we're just putting out
They do a ton of weddings out there and events, but of course, if it's a Thursday, they might not have a booking that night. But it's again out by Lincoln. It's a pretty spots. Barn's really nice.
Awesome.
Well, good luck to you. Thanks for
so much, Scott.
You bet. Take care, Keith and Wendell. Let me start with your story. We'll have to hold you over to the break here and get you out of. More on the other side. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I would like to share a little story about my mother. She's going to be 89 years old on Monday. Last summer, we jumped out of an airplane. She had a great time doing that.
Oh, no. Your mom jumped out of an airplane at 88 years of age?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. Just, Keith, we'll finish this on the other side of the break. Hang on a sec. This is going to be good. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, Mom's Day Salute.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have 5 exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
As we were earlier, Botno Lumber,
the hometown market there, Mickelson Aggregates, Farmers Appliance, Madden Family Meats, and the State Bank of Botno, one of our top 10 town sponsors, bring us to Botno. We love being there. And a great time with Pat Arts and the team of the State Bank of Botno on a couple of occasions now. Enjoyed a great deal. 11 before the top of the hour, we're doing the Mom's Day salute in this final hour. What's on your mind today? 800-228-0550. Busy week next week. You marry Monday and Governor Dalrymple on Monday. Tuesday, Kirsten Basler will be here, as well as Wayne Stenship for a talk radio town hall. Wednesday, Congressman Kramer's weekly talk radio town hall. And we'll have a top 10 town added to the roster. On Thursday, we'll be in Carrington, North Dakota, Friday, Watford City. Can hardly wait. 800-228-0550. Let's get back to the phones here and finish up saluting moms. Keith in Wendell, Minnesota, was telling us before the break that his mom at how old again, Keith?
She was 88 and jumped out of an airplane last summer. She'll be 89 here on Monday. 10 kids. And then last winter, I bought me an ice castle, and I had my sister and my mother out for the weekend. We spent the weekend out there, and 5:30 in the morning, she's up jigging the lines. And then I moved the fish house, and she put holy water down, and she caught the only fish I really caught, the biggest one this year. And then I had to give her heck because all the guys downstream were catching the big fish.
That's great. That's great. Loved it. Was she all your growing up years, was she big on fishing?
No. That was her first time she ever really been on the ice.
Oh, she smokes you the first time she's out there. That's even better.
Yeah, she sure did. She showed me how to do it, I guess. She's probably out mowing her lawn and doing the garden right now. But, yeah, she's a great mother. 10 kids later.
No kidding. Where's your mom live?
In Wendell.
Where's Wendell?
It's just 20 miles south of Fergus Falls.
Okay.
You probably know her two brothers, Cy and Cyril and Lewis Keller.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, I do.
The Adventures of the Bobcat.
They, a lot of folks don't know this, but the big Bobcat, as you know it, started not as Bobcat, but it was actually a Keller machine, and it started in a garage in Rosse, Minnesota.
That is very correct.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool story, and I've actually interviewed members of the Keller family and told that story before. It's pretty amazing. They hooked up then with then Bobcat became involved and said, "Hey, we think we have something here. Let's come up with a slick name," and just kept going from there. So, but the Kellers were involved for years after that and part of the design team, and it's really neat.
Yes, yeah. And it's still going on, quite the legacy. Cyril is still living, but my mother's doing great. She's a great mother. I thank you.
Well, Keith, thank you for sharing the story. A little something we can do to thank moms today on the program. Eloise and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Is this Scott?
It is, yeah.
maybe you remember me. I am calling because, when my mom was living some years ago, we used to have a mother-daughter banquet in Viking, Minnesota, and they asked me to write a tribute. So I have a poem in front of me. It's called A Tribute to My Mother by Eloise Wyndall Deal. Is there time that you'd like a part of it or not?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead. Go share a little of the poem for us, please.
All right. What is a mother? It would take pages to say, but I want very much this tribute to pay. The love in her heart is a gift so great as she struggles and toils this child to create. Long nights with her babies through sickness and health, sacrifices were made without a second thought. Continuous giving instead of things she could have bought. I've heard my mother singing through difficult days, both her words and actions offering the Lord praise. She worked very hard from early to late, washing, cleaning, sewing, and filling our plates. But I especially thank her for the values she taught. Thrift, hard work, and honesty, the virtues that can't be bought. She had an optimistic spirit and believed the future to be bright. She'd sing, I come to the garden in the day, and prayed as she lay down at night. She gave of herself to us and others too. She taught by the words she said and the deeds she would do. She visited the neighbors and went to church and honored the Lord's Day. I believe the greatest gift, she taught us how to share and give and taught us how to pray. I believe the greatest gift is a praying mother. All my life, I have been truly blessed and I would have no other. So thank you, Mother, for all that you are. If it's your love and your prayers that have brought me this far. When you go home and to stand before your maker, I believe he'll say, you're a giver, not a taker. And I know for sure I will meet you there. because you, dear mother, prevailed in prayer.
Wow. That's great. Great, great, great. Not only, obviously, your mom, wonderful and a good tribute, but great job of penning that as well and saying so much, no doubt speaking for a lot of our audience today that want to honor their mothers as well. Thank you, Eloise.
Yes.
Appreciate that very much. We're out of time. Manny and Todd didn't even talk about their mothers because we had so many of our listeners.
I was about to say that. I don't think I'm ready.
Fine.
I know, but we always...
It's all about you and your mom. Fine.
Let those listeners go. God bless you, folks.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media. I'm talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.